Holding to the one who holds me. That's what you got to do sometimes on a Monday morning, especially if you're going to work in a workplace where, you know, it's not so easy. You're dealing with a difficult boss, or that guy in the cubicle next to you is just, you know, always making your life miserable. You have to, you know, ask God to help you really manifest the fruit of the Spirit. And we can only do that with His power, right? It's really impossible to do it on our own strength. It's 9 minutes past the hour. I'm Bill Meyer. This is the Faith Radio Network. Do you have a negative body image? Many of us do at some point in our lives. And for some people, this is an ongoing struggle that can lead to things like depression, eating disorders, relationship issues. Faith Radio weekend host Dr. Linda Mental joins us now with some solid counsel on this problem. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning. And if we could do a survey and have people raise their hand who've struggled with body image, we'd pretty much see every hand go up. So this is one of those things. It's a universal problem. I like to say that we all belong to the sisterhood of the traveling dissatisfied pants. But it is something that does affect men as well as women. So it's just not women we're talking about. In fact, what we've seen, Bill, is that the rates for plastic surgery, for body correction issues with men is really on the rise and is one of the biggest markets now for some of these services. Beauty products for men, grooming products. So this is typically thought of as a women's issue, but it's both, actually.
And more it's becoming a teen issue. Certainly we have a lot of teenage girls who are asking mommy and daddy for, you know, breast augmentation surgery on their 16th birthday.
Yeah.
Even my 13-year-old son, who has started going to the gym with me on a regular basis, he's starting to compare himself to these big hulking high school football players, many of whom, when I look at them, I go, these guys are probably using steroids. And how sad, you know, that a 13-year-old is.
Yeah, here's the thing. So it's affecting kids younger and younger. So my specialty practice is eating disorders. It's been for years and years and years. And when I started many, many years ago, probably my youngest patient was 13. Now I'm seeing kids that are talking about their weight problems as young as 5 and 6 and 7. Mm. And in fact, I teach medical students, and I have a documentary that we're watching on an 8-year-old, 8-year-olds that are struggling with their body image to the point where they've had to be put into a residential treatment center because of this. So why are we seeing this? Well, if we look at a couple of things, if we look at the number of images that we've been exposed to on a daily basis. So for years and years and years, we listen to words of problems with people, and we've moved to a much more image-based society. So on a regular basis, there's a study that shows that if you live in an urban area, that you can be exposed to somewhat up to 5,000 images a day. Isn't that crazy?
That's
the number of images. Now, you're just being bombarded by image after image with all the screens that we're on, with everything that we're seeing. You just look up in a city, you see images. The problem is that those images are not realistic. And so not only are we being bombarded, they're not. They're altered. They're computer altered. They're done in certain kind of lighting. They're changed. So you're looking at all these images, and they're not realistic images, but they do a number on your thinking, and that's the problem.
Now, I alluded to some of the secondary issues that a negative body image can lead to, depression. Talk a bit about the problems of anorexia and bulimia, especially among women in our country and young women.
Well, it's, a rising problem. Again, not males are not excluded from this either, because this whole issue, like you talked about with your son, of the guys thinking, I got to be, you know, I got to have a six-pack, I got to be this V-shaped kind of form. You start looking at video games that kids begin to play. What do those images of the people who play, I'm blocking on the name of those, what those are called, avatars. The avatars look like, you know, they're these big macho kind of looking guys, and the women are always these tiny little waists with big breasts. I mean, so kids are playing with these images and they're seeing them. And if you have the propensity in other areas, if you are having some difficult issues in your family, or you're struggling to deal with your emotions and having issues with regulating your emotions, if you're dealing with some school issues, or you're having trouble fitting in and not feeling confident about who you are, these things can all play into the development of an eating disorder. If you've had experiences in your life that feel out of control, then one of the ways you begin to take control is by taking control of food and eating and start to develop a different looking body. And one of the things we know from kids who are maybe overweight or adults who are overweight, they begin to start to lose weight. And then people say, wow, you look fantastic. You look really good. And they start to go, oh, okay, I can develop a sense of myself out there, an appearance of myself that looks really good to the outside world by controlling the food that goes into my mouth. And then suddenly they find themselves, you know, enveloped in an eating disorder, and it takes over them rather than them taking over it. So if it were the fact of the culture, we'd all have eating disorders because we all look at those images. We all look at celebrities. And I mean, I was driving in this morning and I heard Ivanka Trump just had a baby a week ago. And what was the story? She looks fantastic for having a baby 1 week later. So, you know, we all look at that and go, okay, what's wrong with me? I don't look fabulous 1 week after I have a baby. I look a little swollen, a little bit like I could need to lose some weight, which is typical, but not what we're seeing. So the message in the culture is you're seeing these images, and the message is you're not really good enough. And yet, this percentage of people who actually look like a supermodel is so minute that these images that we're trying to reach and we're trying to look for, we're very rarely going to ever measure up to those. And then that causes body dissatisfaction.
You recently wrote this great article in which you describe six ways that a person can really overcome a negative body image. And let's spend a few minutes unpacking each one of those, if we could.
Okay. Well, so the first one we've been talking about is we look at all these images and we tend to compare ourselves to all those images, even though we know in our head they're not real and they're not the way people look. And I mentioned in the article, if you just watch people getting off a bus or in the carpool line in the morning, or if you're flying and just watch people getting off and on a plane and you start to really pay attention, you're going to notice that people really don't look the way we see them portrayed in all these billboards and advertisements and commercials. So the first one is to stop comparing. And actually, Bill, there's a verse in 2 Corinthians that actually says that very directly. It says, stop comparing yourself one to another. This is not wise. And so I know it's hard to do, but if you can stop comparing yourself and start to focus on your own body and the way you're built, you know, we all don't look like Barbie, and none of us do. And if we did look like Barbie, we'd be actually in a lot of physical trouble because Barbie would not make it. She would not cut it in today. She would have to have breast surgery because her back couldn't support the way they have her built. The plumbing wouldn't work very well with Barbie because of how thin she is. She'd probably have to go see a podiatrist because she's been in those heels for 50 years and her feet would be a messed up because of that. And she'd probably take her dream house and have to convert it to a group home for girls with eating disorders because of how thin she is. So we got to stop looking. We got to stop comparing. Okay. Second thing is, I don't know if you've ever, did you ever look at those books, Where's Waldo?
Oh, yeah,
remember
sure.
Books?
Yeah,
so
you got to find
people,
Waldo. Where's he hiding?
Yeah, you have to find him. So he's in this sea of people. He's this tiny little creature. And the books are fun because you look at him with your kids and you go, let's find Waldo. Where is he? That's a little bit of a strategy that I use when I'm talking to women and men about you've got to find Waldo in your life. Waldo, in this case, is somebody who doesn't obsess on their body and isn't constantly going, oh, I hate my hair today, or oh, I've gained 5 pounds. Oh, I hate the way I feel. There are people in our lives who are constantly saying things like that. And around women's groups especially, we'll notice that it's this constant putting down yourself. And so one of the things that's a strategy is to find people who don't obsess. Now, I'll give you a real good example. My daughter was a very high-level dancer. And so I'm a dance mom. I lived in the dance studio for most of her teen years. That is one of the worst places for comparing yourself and for body image, because ballet dancers and dancers have to look a certain way, and they're very self-conscious, and they're always looking in mirrors. So they're constantly just nipping at each other, and it was really getting to her. So we came up with this strategy where we said, okay, her name's Katie. I said, Katie, the next time you hear that in the dance studio, I want you to switch the conversation. And as soon as they're talking about the way somebody looks, flip it to something like, oh, but don't you love her smile? Or, you know, she's one of the kindest people that I know. And flip it around to a different point of discussion. And Katie became so good at redoing that conversation. And the girls got off of that body image stuff and started talking about other things and actually more important things in a person's life, like their character. So we have to be able to find friendships with people. And we have to be able to do that with each other when we're talking to each other to go, hey, let's not keep doing this negative self-talk, because negative self-talk is also one of those things that you have to start taking control of. And you have to take your thoughts captive and not allow your thoughts to go to that negative place where we're constantly putting the emphasis on the outward appearance rather than what's going on in the heart. So that's really important as well.
Something else you talk about is we need to defy cultural myths, which really define what beauty is all about.
Yeah. And so, again, I'm picking on Barbie this morning because Barbie is not the only doll that looks crazy in terms of her body. But one of the things that I noticed when I go to do presentations on body image, I have all these slides of different cultural Barbies. So I have ethnic Barbie. So I've got African-American Barbie up there, Hispanic Barbie up there. There's even a Muslim Barbie, believe it or not. But she's got a burqa on, so it's hard to know what her body image is unless you undress her. But if you look at all those different Barbies, it's so crazy because they all have the exact same body form. I mean, they're all the same. And in real life, is that true? Are we all culturally, do we all have that same type of body style? So we have to start looking at that and thinking these myths that we're told that you have to have big breasts or that you have to have this tiny little waist or you have to look a certain way, that's just the advertisers constantly, again, giving us the message that there's something wrong with you, you're not quite good enough, and you need our help. And that's how they sell product. So that's exactly the message they're going to give you. So there's a point where, sure, we need to look fashionable, we want to look good, we want to be healthy, but we've really got to figure out where it becomes an obsession that somebody else is telling us rather than the reality of, hey, this is my body. No matter what I do to my body, Bill, I am never going to look like a supermodel. It's just not going to happen.
Neither am I, though, Linda. I mean, I've tried it. It just doesn't work for me.
That's right. Unless we have some massive readjustments in a big way, we're not going to look like that. So we've got to stop. We've got to stop, you know, listening to those voices, and we've got to stop looking at those pictures and thinking somehow I have to attain this. And we've got to help our families do the same thing because it's so crazy and ridiculous.
Linda, we've just got about a minute left, but one other thing we need to talk about, and I think it's so critical, is that sometimes body image issues can relate back to sexual violation, sexual abuse as a young person.
Yeah, and that's a really important point because if you've had some kind of date rape or assault or sexual violation in any way or shape or form, a lot of times what happens is you start to think, well, if I put on weight or I look a certain way, then maybe people will leave me alone. And so one of the things that I notice in clinical practice, I'm sure you saw this too, Bill, is that you'll find a patient who may have gained a whole lot of weight and feels terrible about the way she looks, but she's doing that in somewhat of an unconscious but also a conscious way. She's doing that to put on that weight. It's like a protective factor, and it's an erroneous, you know, way of thinking because the person didn't assault you. Usually sexual assault has very little to do with sexuality, has more to do with power and violence and aggressive feelings that people are not controlling. So that is one of the roots that we always have to look at. If we're struggling with our body image, was there something in our past that created this wound or this hurt or this need that we feel for protection? And obviously the solution isn't to put on weight or to cover yourself up, but to go in and deal with the root of that and get some help with that if you can.